Hello. The enclosed USB memory stick is the latest edition of the Devon Insight newsletter. It is very important that you return the stick to us when you've finished listening to it, in the pouch that we sent it to you in. It does not have to be rewound before you send it. To send it back, take out the address card from the pocket on the front of the pouch, turn the card over and put it back in the pocket. You can then put it in any postbox. You do not need to pay postage. Chief Executives Update. Welcome to the spring edition of the Devon Insight newsletter. I'm speaking this introduction whilst in lockdown at my desk in our temporary headquarters in Tynmouth. In other words, my dining room. It's incredible to think that Devon Insight has been providing support services to people who are blind or partially sighted in Devon since 1925. Plans were well underway to make this edition of our newsletter a celebration of our 95th birthday. However, as the poet Robert Burns once wrote, "The best laid plans of mice and men oft go awry." On the 12th of March 2020, the World Health Organization declared the global outbreak of coronavirus, also known as COVID-19, a pandemic. Nobody could have foreseen what a huge impact the virus was going to have on all our lives. The COVID-19 crisis has developed at such a pace that in these days of lockdown, social distancing, personal protective equipment, and contact tracing, I was determined that we would continue to support people as much as possible during the crisis. In order to protect our clients, staff, and volunteers, we took the difficult decision to suspend all our face-to-face services with immediate effect. All of the staff team are now working from home. We do continue to provide information and support over the telephone. And for those with the internet, we've created a comprehensive information resource about COVID-19 and local services available to you on our website. Whilst we don't have the people to staff our helpline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we will respond as soon as we can to answer machine messages. The middle section of the print version of the newsletter is a comprehensive COVID-19 special supplement. This is a large print version of the UK government guidance with some additional information for blind and partially sighted people. This is the biggest newsletter that we've ever produced, and it has only been made possible by the generous support of our old friends at See the Future and the Devon County Council Coronavirus Prompt Action Fund. So thank you for them. As a nod to the past, the cover and flyleaf of the print newsletter include some nostalgic photographs from our past that I found in the loft at Station House. But the content of the newsletter is grounded firmly in the here and now and the future. More than ever, we need your support to help people with sight loss across Devon and Torbay impacted by COVID-19. Please consider joining our Friends of Devon Insight scheme so we can continue our support. Details of how you can make a regular donation can be found later in this recording. During these difficult times, it's important to remember that as a charity and a country, we have faced massive challenges over the last 95 years. We will get through this crisis together. Onward and upwards. And this is Graham, the Chief Executive Officer of Devon Insight. Feature: Volunteer Profile Trustees. The charity sector contributes significantly to the character and well-being of our country. Registered charities are governed by a legal document called the Memorandum and Articles of Association and managed by a team of volunteers called trustees. Devon Insight's trustees have independent control over and legal responsibility for the charity's management and administration. They work closely with me, the Chief Executive Officer, to ensure that the charity operates in a responsible and lawful way. All our trustees are subjected to a rigorous selection and interview process, disclosure and barring checks, that's police checks, and have skills that bring knowledge and wisdom to the charity. There are six key responsibilities for trustees laid out by the Charity Commission. They must ensure the charity is carrying out its purposes for the public benefit, comply with our charity's governing document and the law, act in the charity's best interests, manage our charity's resources responsibility, and act with reasonable care and skill and ensure that our charity is accountable. Dr. Adrian Jacobs has been volunteering for Devon Insight since 2015 and became our chair in 2017. Adrian spent 20 years as a general practitioner, followed by 12 years as a director of primary care for South and West Devon Health Authority and Torbay Care Trust. He has wide experience in working with practices and practitioners in difficulty, and has worked as medical director in Leicester, Devon, and in the private sector. Adrian also worked for NHS employers as a member of their core GP contract negotiating team and led the quality and outcomes framework negotiations. In 2013, Adrian became medical director for Serco Health to ensure their readiness for revalidation, and later moved to become medical director of the Huntercombe Group. Adrian recently retired, but hopes that his experience of commissioning third sector services for the NHS will help Devon Insight respond to commissioning opportunities in the future. Adrian says, "I found being a trustee for Devon Insight very rewarding. It's great to see how we can make a real difference to the lives of people with sight loss in Devon." For an informal chat about volunteering opportunities at Devon Insight, please give us a call on the main number, 01392 876 666. Partnership feature, sharing best practice. Now, this article is headed with a photograph of myself with Julian Garner, who's our business manager, at an event, the Vision UK Awards at the Royal Society of Medicine in London. We're both suited with our ID badges on and raising a glass to the camera. So here we go. Devon Insight's award-winning needs assessment, the Sight Loss MOT, continues to attract national interest. The Sight Loss MOT was shortlisted for the Vision UK John Thompson Award for Excellence in Services, Support and Care 2019. The awards were announced at the Vision UK Forward View Eye Health and Sight Loss Conference, which was held in collaboration with the Royal Society of Medicine in October 2019. Although we didn't win the award, the event provided an opportunity for us to raise awareness of our framework with key influencers across health, social care and the third sector. Visionaries annual conference took place over the 14th to 16th of November last year at Conference Aston in Birmingham. Visionary is the umbrella organisation for sight loss associations across the United Kingdom. Local and national organisations from across the UK came together to hear inspiring speakers, attend a fantastic range of workshops, and discuss and share knowledge and experience with colleagues. In a workshop facilitated by myself and Business Development Manager Julian Garner, we shared the ongoing development of the Sight Loss MOT Assessment and Outcome Framework. The workshop included the on-the-ground experience of Foresight Vision Support, Sight Concern Bedfordshire and Vision West of England in using our Sight Loss MOT, the impact it has made for their clients, and how it has started to shape the culture and impact of their organisations. Recently, the Thomas Pocklington Trust have provided us with a grant to support further development of the Sight Loss MOT framework, particularly for children and young people. The grant will also allow us to underwrite some of the costs of providing training for 20 local sight loss charities that have expressed an interest in adopting our model of working. If you would like to find out more about the Sight Loss MOT, contact Julian via his email. That's julian@devoninsight.org.uk. The next article is Winter 2019 Community Fundraising News. The first article, Bill's Donation Helps Us Buy New Tech. It's headed with a photograph of Bill in his nursing home, in a large armchair, looking at myself with an iPad, showing him a photograph of a vintage car. North Devon resident Bill Kingham is supported by a voluntary befriending scheme called Tour Age. His befriender Martin called us to say that Bill was keen to support Devon in Sight with a donation, since his late father had been blind. Myself and Jenny Benham visited Bill and showed him the many features of a tablet. Bill had had no experience of computers before. He was thrilled to see images of classic cars and motorcycles that he had owned as a younger man. Bill's donation has allowed us to purchase an Amazon Echo Show for demonstration purposes. We would like to thank him for his generous donation, which will help many others discover the benefits of this technology. The next story is Christmas Dinner is a Christmas Cracker. £3,000 raised. On Friday, the 6th of December 2019, we held our first charity gala Christmas dinner at Sandy Park Conference Centre in Exeter. The event proved to be an enjoyable evening of good food, good company, and highlighted the outstanding work being conducted by Devon in Sight's team across the county. The raffle and the auction were hosted by our celebrity guest. He was the auctioneer Graham Barton from BBC TV's Homes Under the Hammer. The lots were hotly contested and the event raised over £3,000 for the work of Devon in Sight. We would like to thank everybody for their support, generous donations, and for making the evening a great success. And now the Spring 2020 Community Fundraising News. Waitrose partners with Devon in Sight. Waitrose and Partners started their Green Token Scheme in 2008, and now it's the longest running community initiative of its kind. In February, we were delighted to hear that the staff at the Exeter branch of Waitrose had elected us one of their Community Matters charities. During March, shoppers supported our work with blind and partially sighted people by placing their green tokens in the box allocated to Devon in Sight. We would like to thank the staff for choosing Devon in Sight and those customers who chose to support us with their green tokens. The campaign raised £300. We have heard that when the coronavirus crisis has passed, Waitrose and Sidmouth have elected to support our work too. Honky Tonk Stompers. The Honky Tonk Stompers held a line dance social at Musbury Village Hall to raise funds for Devon in Sight. Tracy Agutter was delighted to receive a donation of £260 from Peggy Blackmore on behalf of the Honky Tonk Stompers, and we would like to thank them for their support. For more information, please visit their website at www.honkytonkstompers.co.uk. Honiton Lions keep on roaring. The Honiton and District Lions Club have made another hugely generous donation of £300. We are very grateful for all their donations and continued support of our services in Honiton. For more information about the Honiton's Lion Club, visit their website on www.honitonlions.org.uk. Feature. Promotional film launch. Producing promotional films is a highly skilled and expensive luxury that most small charities cannot contemplate. I'll explain more. For a number of years, I've wanted to produce a promotional film about the work we do at Devon Insight. In the dim and distant past, I produced and art directed a number of stage productions and TV commercials and appeared in television dramas. But getting a crew together was going to be something beyond reach of our little charity. For 36 years, Topsham resident Alex Legere was a producer on the long-running BBC television children's series Blue Peter. I'd read his memoirs, but I thought it would be a little bit cheeky to approach him directly to help. By chance, our chair, Dr. Adrian Jacobs, had been at school with Alex, and he kindly made an introduction. We were therefore delighted when Alex agreed to dust off his camera and to help us make a promotional film about Devon Insight. On Monday the 18th of November last year, our HQ at Splatford Barton became our first location. Interviews were recorded in the boardroom with clients John Smith, Glenn Palmer and Georgia White about their experiences of sight loss and the support given by Devon Insight. Moving to the consultation room, Skills for Seeing volunteer Lindsay Valentine gave an overview of the training that we provide with people with central vision loss in partnership with the Macular Society. Richard Bowman talked powerfully about his transition from client to volunteer and finally to paid member of staff. Our office manager, Jenny Benham, provided finely manicured hands to demonstrate some optical equipment for insert shots. It was a long but enjoyable day. On Tuesday the 19th of November, we undertook our second day of location filming in Sidmouth. On Tuesday the 19th of November, we undertook our second day of location filming in Sidmouth. The Sidmouth Talk and Support Group met at Twyford House, where they were receiving a talk from Action on Hearing Loss. It was fantastic to get the atmosphere of a group meeting on tape. The next stop was Gloria Tanner's cottage, where she made us very welcome. We were joined by community support worker Tracy Agata. It was important to illustrate some of the one-to-one work that we do with people, particularly the sight loss MOT. It was then back to Twyford House to film a tactile art session with our friends from the Thelma Hubert Gallery and Barry Goodfellow MBE. It was a privilege to join Alex in his editing suite in Topsham, which is full of memorabilia from his time at Blue Peter. It was great to create a film from the material that we had recorded. The final edit was ready just in time for our charity gala Christmas dinner on Friday the 6th of December. The film moved a number of people to tears. I would like to express my sincere thanks to Alex and his son Henry for their help in making the film and all those who shared their stories. The film is available on our website. Go to devoninsight.org.uk, click on the Supporting Us page and go to Friends of Devon Insight. Alternatively, those of you who are tech savvy with the internet can go to YouTube and put Devon Insight in the search bar. Now here's a plug for Alex's book. If you would like to purchase a copy of Blue Peter, Behind the Badge by Alex Legere, copies are available online through Amazon or at Topsham Bookshop. Fundraising feature, 500 Friends of Devon Insight. Devon Insight has been supporting blind and partially sighted people, their families and carers for 95 years. Last year, we launched our 500 Friends of Devon Insight campaign. More than ever, we need your support to help people with sight loss across Devon and Torbay impacted by the COVID-19 crisis. You can set up a regular donation by giving us a call on the main telephone number 01392 876 666 That number again, 01392 876 666. Or you can visit our website and click the Donate Now button. Community Support Service Update. Information, advice and guidance. At Devon and Sight, we are committed to providing accurate and impartial information, advice and guidance to people who are blind or partially sighted, their family, friends and carers. Sue Bestchitsa joined the Devon and Sight team in December 2019 as our new Information, Advice and Guidance Officer. She handles incoming inquiries and registers people with the charity, entering information onto our secure database and asking if people would like to receive the newsletter or become a voting member. Sue can provide general information and advice which is required by clients regarding their sight loss or local services. Sue is leading our Information, Advice and Guidance service, which aims to improve access to a range of holistic advice and support services for people with sight loss across the county. A key part of Sue's role will be triaging calls to assess whether people should be referred to our community support workers or our sight loss advisor for further assessment and support. She is working on a programme of updating and renewing our portfolio of information resources with key partners, including the NHS, RNIB and the Royal College of Ophthalmologists. Sue says, "I'm delighted to have joined the Devon and Sight team. I know that navigating the adult sight loss and eye health pathway is complex. There are many services available to people who are blind or partially sighted and their families, from health and social care, the third sector, and in the local community. I'm enjoying helping people over the telephone." Devon and Sight recently joined the Helplines Partnership, the national membership body for organisations that provide information, support or advice via the telephone, email, text or online. "We are actively working towards the Helpline Standard, a nationally recognised quality standard which defines and accredits best practice in helpline work. To access our information, advice and guidance service, call our helpline on the main telephone number, 01392 876 666. Sight Loss Advisor. Richard Bowman, our Sight Loss Advisor, can support you with general information and advice, specialist daily living equipment, and assistive technology solutions. Do you or someone you know need help with assistive technology to help you keep in touch with your relatives during the COVID-19 crisis? Now is the time to ensure that visually impaired people can keep in touch with loved ones and be able to order food online. But getting the right technology and setting it up can seem an impossible task. Richard will be able to help you with a number of assistive technology solutions. He can also help you overcome any issues that you are facing during installation and use. Richard can help you with tablets and smartphones. That's mobile phones from iPhone and Android. Tablets, Apple and Android, and watching TV on your tablet. He can also help with smart speakers. That's Amazon Echo and Google Home. Video conferencing. This is FaceTime on Apple to Apple, Skype on Android, WhatsApp over the internet, Messenger over the internet, and Zoom meetings also over the internet. Richard can also help with audio and large print books. Accessing audiobooks and large print via your smartphone or tablet, and joining Devon Libraries. Product feature, smart speakers. Amazon Echo and Google Home are happy to help you. A smart speaker is a type of speaker and voice command device with an integrated virtual assistant. With either Amazon Echo or Google Home, you can check the news, weather or traffic, sports scores, ask what's on TV, set timers, add items to shopping lists, find recipes and create calendar events and reminders. You can even ask them to call or message your closest family and friends. With some additional equipment, you can use your voice to switch lights on and off. For further information about smart speakers, call our helpline on 01392 876 666. And now a community support service update for South Devon and Torbay. Our community support service in South Devon and Torbay is run by Kathy Duffy, our senior community support worker. Firstly, I would like to thank the team for the huge efforts made to minimise disruption to Mid and West Devon whilst we recruited a new community support worker to cover both these areas. There was a huge commitment to minimise disruption to services, and it was great to see how the team went above and beyond to ensure this happened. Although it involved some creative diary management, it also created an opportunity for me to get back into areas I haven't had a chance to visit for a while. It was especially nice to catch up with people at the talk and support groups. We are delighted to have recruited Louise Kamez to the team, and she is proving a real asset in West and Mid Devon with her skills and enthusiasm. At the request of some of our younger clients, we held a Young Persons with Sight Loss Forum. Four of our youngest clients wanted an opportunity to share experiences, tips, signpost, feedback and gather ideas or plan for activities using a mobile telephone platform such as WhatsApp. This is still in the formative stage, but some exciting ideas were shared about how the platform could work for young adults with sight loss. We are planning to meet again in the near future to look at the next steps. Coronavirus has hit our services hard. We had prepared a comprehensive programme of guest speakers for our 13 talk and support groups this year. We were also delighted to launch our new talk and support group in Kingsbridge. Sadly, in early March, we were required to cease all our face-to-face work. We will, of course, send out invitations to talk and support groups when we are able to meet again. In response to the crisis, we have had to be creative. The next section of the newsletter summarises some of the ways that we are keeping in touch with our clients and how you can meet others over the telephone and internet. Challenging but exciting times. And that's from Kathy Duffy, our senior community support worker. Support in the community. With the temporary suspension of the talk and support groups in response to the COVID-19 outbreak, we've been working hard to maintain contact with people by telephone, email and text. Telephone support calls, one-to-one support. If you are a client, a family member or supporting somebody with sight loss who may be feeling lonely, anxious or isolated, please call our helpline, leave a message and we will get back to you as soon as possible. Now a new service, telephone conference calls for groups. To enable talk and support group members to continue to be there for each other, we're also launching a telephone conference call service. We are offering this service in partnership with the Macular Society. Joining is easy. Call the telephone number listed for your area and when prompted, use PIN 1. East Devon. Tuesdays started from the 5th of May, 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. hosted by Tracy Agata. The telephone number to ring is 01264 560 276 and use PIN 1. That number again, 01264 560 276 and use pin number 1. For Mid Devon, on Tuesdays, starting from the 5th of May, 10:30 to 11:30, hosted by Louise Kamers, telephone 01 264 560 273. That number again for Mid Devon, 01 264 560 273, and use pin 1 when prompted. For South Devon, South Devon conference calls will be held on Fridays starting from the 1st of May, 10:30 till 11:30, hosted by Cathy Duffy. The telephone number for South Devon is 01 264 560 276. That number again, 01 264 560 276, and use pin 1. Finally, West Devon. The West Devon conference calls will be held on Wednesdays, starting from the 6th of May, 10:30 till 11:30, hosted by Louise Kamers. The telephone number for West Devon is 01264 560 273. That number again, 01264 560 273, and use pin number 1. Now, another new service, video conference calls for groups. If you already use a computer to make video calls to family and friends, you may want to join our virtual video conference calls. These aim to connect younger people with sight loss and provide assistive technology support for everyone. We hope to extend it to others soon as demand increases. So the first group is the younger persons group for people aged 18 to 50. It's on WhatsApp and Zoom. This will be every Tuesday starting from the 5th of May weekly at 2 p.m. hosted by Cathy Duffy. Devon in Sight Tech Chat, which is open to everyone, is on Zoom. That will be taking place on Wednesday the 29th of April at 2 p.m. monthly. So that's the tech group monthly starting from the 29th of April. If you're interested in joining any of these groups, or you need help or want more information, please call the helpline on 01392 876 666. And now a community support service feature. And it's called George Does Thailand. Severely sight-impaired George Jones shares his story of how Devon in Sight's Sight Loss MOT inspired him to travel to Thailand. After contacting Devon in Sight, I met with Cathy Duffy, one of the community support workers, and we went through the Sight Loss MOT. I've been involved with numerous sight loss services over the years, so I was amazed at how much we uncovered through the MOT. Cathy introduced me to different types of activities and holidays for people with sight loss. I've travelled abroad with family and friends, but I was really keen to travel independently. Cathy discussed the many different types of activities here and abroad and sourced contact details and brochures from the ones I was interested in. One of which was Travel Eyes, and Cathy was able to describe the services they offered to people with sight loss within their holidays. When I received the information for Travel Eyes, I noted they had a 12-day holiday to Thailand for 18 to 30-year-olds. This was somewhere I was keen to visit. I was able to look at the holiday details online and the itinerary for each day and decided to book the holiday. I was a little bit nervous about going on holiday with 12 other people I'd never met before. However, I was also very excited to meet and learn from other people with sight loss the same age as me. The tour guides rotated every day, so everyone got time to really get to know each other. They were brilliant and really listened to how we wanted to be guided. For most, it was their first time guiding, but they were all very good and did an excellent job. I never thought that being in a group of people with sight loss would experience so much. At the beach, I went jet skiing with my guide, which was really exhilarating. We were also towed in inflatable donuts from a speedboat. My guide for the day was with me. She was a lot smaller than me, so there was a lot of bouncing around and screaming. Afterwards, we were able to sit in the speedboat and listen to our friends screaming during their turn on the donuts. At Chiang Mai, we went to a tea plantation, picking and making our own tea. Another day, we went out on tuk-tuks and visited temples. Further immersing ourselves in the culture, we had a Thai cooking lesson and also a Thai boxing lesson. I didn't expect that, but it was great. We also went to the set of Good Morning Vietnam and had a look at where it was filmed. The whole holiday felt enabling, and the guides treated us as just another person in the group and that I didn't have a disability. I absolutely loved Thailand. The whole experience was amazing and everything was enjoyable for different reasons. I would definitely do it again. And now the Community Support Service report for East Devon. Our Community Support Service in East Devon is run by Tracy Agata. Many of the clients I meet on my travels around East Devon, either in their own home when going through the sight loss MOT, or at one of the four talker support groups, are not aware of the registration process. If you have a permanent visual impairment, you may be eligible to be registered as sight impaired. Being registered often makes it easier to get practical help and may qualify you for certain benefits. It certainly helps support applications for attendance allowance. If you are registered with a severe sight impairment, you can apply for an automatic blue badge. And if you are a UK taxpayer, an increase in your personal tax allowance. This allowance can be transferred to your spouse or civil partner if you do not pay tax or earn enough to use your own allowance. There are two categories of registration, sight impaired and severely sight impaired. To be registered, you need to have your sight examined by a hospital ophthalmologist. If you have been discharged from the hospital, you can ask your GP or optician for a referral. Registration is voluntary. For further information about registration, contact the RNIB on their helpline 0303 123 9999. That number again, 0303 123 9999. Tactile art sessions. Last year, we piloted 6 tactile art sessions with the Thelma Hulbert Gallery, who were based in Honiton. The sessions were really popular with clients, so we managed to raise some additional funding to run a further 6 artist-led sessions at the end of last year at Twyford House in Sidmouth. Our clients were able to experiment with a number of artistic mediums and techniques, including tactile painting, printmaking, lantern making, and needle punching. The Thelma Hulbert Gallery, as part of their Land to Sea project, will be exhibiting the work done at these sessions at Sidmouth Museum once the coronavirus situation is over. The sessions provided an opportunity for people to get out, have some fun, and to make some new friendships. We are hoping to raise more funding for additional sessions, so if you're interested, please let me know. Devon Access Travel Wallets. The Devon Access Wallet Scheme is an initiative to help make journeys by bus or train easier for anyone with communication difficulties, people with disabilities, deaf people, and those whose first language is not English. You can use your wallet on any bus in Devon. You can use your wallet on any first Great Western train. You can use your wallet at any time of day. Anyone can have a wallet. However, your wallet does not give you free or discounted travel on the bus or train. Avid bus user Joan was given a Devon Access wallet by Tracy Agata of Devon Insight. She then decided to initiate her own survey with Stagecoach bus drivers to see if they were aware of it. Joan explains. I surveyed 15 drivers in 1 week. Only 4 knew about the wallets, but thought they referred to sight loss only. And the others said they would pass the message on. One told me that there was a notice on the board in the staff room at Exeter. We would like to send a big thank you to Joan for her survey. Tracy then passed Joan's results to the Devon County Council and received the following response from Rachel Phillips. This is hugely helpful. There is always quite a high turnover of bus drivers, but the Access wallet should be included in their induction training. I will follow this up with Stagecoach. If you are a resident of Devon and would like a wallet or further information about the scheme, you can contact Devon County Council. Their telephone number is 01392 383 509. That number again, 01392 383 509. You can email them on accesswallet@devon.gov.uk. That email again, accesswallet@devon.gov.uk. Or you can write to the Devon Access Wallet, Transport Coordination Service, Devon County Council, County Hall, Exeter, EX24QD. That postcode again, EX24QD. And now a community support service update for Mid and West Devon. In January, we were delighted to welcome Louise Kames as our new community support worker for Mid and West Devon. A month in the life of a community support worker. What a whirlwind month. Being new to the role, I was naturally anxious, but I needn't have worried. From my induction at head office, to attending the talk and support groups, to visiting clients at home, every single person I have met and spoken to has been kind and welcoming, so thank you. I love that every day is different. I may be hosting a talk and support group, undergoing training, rearranging group dates, sorry to have a stock, talking to new clients about what support we can offer, visiting local opticians to raise awareness, liaising with speakers, or just having a chat with clients. During my first week in the role, I was invited to attend the yoga sessions in Tavistock, which have been set up in conjunction with Devon Insight. This was great fun, and although a little stiff the following day, I really enjoyed it. I was also invited to the Macular Society's coffee morning in Holsworthy. This was a great opportunity to meet people and experience the largest raffle I've ever seen. Judy Pride from the Macular Society came along to a very well-attended Columpton group with her daily living gadgets. Judy demonstrated that sometimes a simple thing can make such a huge difference to people with sight loss. We've been lucky to have some fantastic speakers at our talk and support groups, such as Age UK, Macular Society, Action on Hearing Loss, RNIB, and of course our very own sight loss advisor Richard Bowman. The feedback from clients has been really positive. I must also mention the support from volunteers in both my areas. Thank you Ray, Tina and Jeanette for your invaluable help. I'm excited about the start of my new career with Devon Insight. It's a wonderful charity, and seeing firsthand the difference it makes to people's lives has been extremely rewarding. And now a feature, Colin's story. With perseverance and patience, anything is possible. Colin was diagnosed with macular degeneration in 2009, but was determined not to let it stop him doing the things that he enjoyed. For 20 years, Colin had enjoyed wood turning as a hobby and was worried that his macular degeneration would put an end to his passion. After his diagnosis, during a conversation with former Devon Insight support worker Margaret Vickers, he was made aware of Chris Fisher, the blind woodturner. Inspired by Chris, Colin realised that his sight loss didn't have to mean an end to his much-loved hobby. Colin works with oak, elder and cherry, amongst others, and produces high-quality pieces. He has a well-stocked workshop at his home and makes various objects such as bowls, solitaire boards, stools, cheese boards, side tables and coffee tables. He has also made a prayer box for a local church. Colin can normally be found in his workshop every morning for 3 hours and again in the early evening, if it's not his turn to cook the dinner. He is also looking forward to the better weather coming, when he will be able to spend more time at his allotment. All this has to work around the 8 miles Colin walks daily with his faithful collie Archie, before spending his evenings listening to his audiobooks. Colin's advice to people with sight loss is, don't just assume that you can't do things. Colin has had to adapt to new ways of doing things, and admits that things can take a little longer than they used to. If he occasionally feels that something is not going well, he reminds himself to stop, plan, and think of an alternative way. Mistakes do happen. It is more of a struggle than before, and even with multiple task lights, things can go wrong. Colin jokes that he never needs to buy kindling for his fire. Wood turning is therapy for Colin. He is determined not to let his sight loss control his life and wants others to know that with perseverance and patience, anything is possible. I'm now going to read you Devon Insight's COVID-19 special. Devon Insight's Coronavirus Emergency Response Service. Now this large print document and the audio version has been made possible with the kind support of Devon County Council's Coronavirus Prompt Action Fund. Coronavirus. Stay at home. Protect the NHS. Save lives. Chief Executive's message. Devon Insight's emergency crisis response to coronavirus was rapid. We preempted the government's shift from containment into the delay phase by taking decisive action to protect our clients, volunteers and staff as much as possible. All our community-based talk and support groups were suspended, and face-to-face appointments with our community support workers, sight loss advisor and skills for seeing practitioners ceased overnight. We closed our head office and shifted to home working for the whole team within days. We have therefore had to adapt to the current situation and find a way that we can continue to provide support to blind and partially sighted people in Devon. Due to the social distancing restrictions currently in place, Devon Insight's new Coronavirus Emergency Response Service will be primarily an outreach service on the telephone. Our staff team are focusing all their efforts on making sure that people with sight loss have support in place for essential daily needs and also have someone to chat to. Many of the blind and partially sighted people we serve are amongst those most at risk from coronavirus and of course have the additional challenge of visual impairment. We're working with local communities, other charities, and local authorities in order to reach as many people as we can to provide a coordinated, efficient response across Devon. If you or a family member have sight loss, need any support at the moment, please contact our helpline on 01392 876 666. That number again, 01392 876 666. Or email inquiries@devoninsight.org.uk. That email again, inquiries@devoninsight.org.uk. Because we are all home working, messages will initially go to our answer machine, but they get passed on to our team immediately, and we will get back to you as soon as a member of staff is available. For those of you with access to the internet, there are some useful sources of advice on coronavirus and the impact on local and national eye services on our website, which we are updating regularly. So visit devoninsight.org.uk/coronavirus. That address again is devoninsight.org.uk/coronavirus. I sincerely hope that this guide will answer most of your questions, but if you can't find the answers you are looking for, please give us a call and leave a message. May I take this opportunity to thank all the staff and volunteers for their ongoing commitment to supporting blind and partially sighted people in Devon during this crisis. Thank you. The impact of coronavirus, COVID-19, on the lives of people with sight loss. These are challenging and unprecedented times which are affecting all of us. However, for people with sight loss, the impact on daily life has been even greater. Lots of us have been turning to the internet and social media to carry on as best we can with daily life, but many of our clients do not have access to technology to keep in touch with friends and family, or to try and book a slot for a home shopping delivery. Issues and concerns local people with sight loss have raised with us include the following. How to access the latest public health information on COVID-19 in an accessible format. Accessing information on changes to local services such as hospital and GP services. Changes to community transport to attend appointments. How to deal with social distancing, whether people can still walk their guide dogs, help to collect prescriptions, help with food deliveries, having people to talk to about their concerns when their regular social groups and contact with people in the local community have stopped abruptly. Also, people with other health issues will have to cope with self-isolation for weeks and months. Issues around digital exclusion, in other words, not having a computer, feelings of isolation from family or friends, and sadly, help with domestic violence. How can we help? Now is a list of how Devon in Sight may be able to help you. We've helped people by providing information on changes to local health and social care services, providing information on changes to services being provided by the hospital eye units and outreach clinics, providing information on changes to services provided by our partners in the sight loss sector. We're providing an opportunity for people to talk through their concerns and to provide reassurance about the support which is available. We're networking with other local agencies who are providing home deliveries and support for vulnerable groups. We're helping people make the best use of their computers, iPads and smartphones to stay in contact with their family and to access local information. Providing guidance to family members living out of the area about how they can help and what services are available locally. Providing support and advice to carers of people with sight loss
who no longer have regular support at home, and providing advice and support to people experiencing domestic violence. If we can't answer a question, we'll find someone who can. And now here's the UK government advice on coronavirus. Stay at home. The single most important action you can take is to stay at home in order to protect the NHS and save lives. You should only leave the house for very limited reasons. Shopping for basic necessities, for example food and medicine, as infrequently as possible. One form of exercise a day, for example a run, walk or cycle alone or with members of your household. Any medical need, including to donate blood, avoid risk of harm, provide care or help to a vulnerable person. Travelling for work purposes, but only when you cannot work from home. These are exceptions, and when doing these activities, you should minimise time spent outside of the house and ensure that you are 2 metres apart from anyone outside of your household. Critical workers and parents of vulnerable children may leave the house to take their children to and from school or to their childcare provider. More detail is available online. Children can be moved between homes if their parents are separated. Symptoms. You may have coronavirus if you have either of the following symptoms, however mild. A high temperature. This means you feel hot to the touch on your chest or back. You do not need to measure your temperature to check this. If you do have a thermometer, it's a temperature above 37.8 degrees C. That temperature again, 37.8 degrees C. The other symptom is a new, continuous cough. This means coughing a lot for more than an hour, or 3 or more coughing episodes in 24 hours. If you usually have a cough, it may be worse than usual. Anyone who has these symptoms must stay at home until the symptoms have ended, and in all cases for at least 7 days. Anyone else in the house must stay at home for at least 14 days after the first person's symptoms appear, even if they themselves do not have symptoms. If anyone else develops symptoms during that time, that individual must stay at home for an additional 7 days from when they develop symptoms. Once 7 days have passed, and provided symptoms have ended, they no longer need to isolate. Do not go to a GP surgery, pharmacy or hospital. Use NHS online services. Only telephone 111 if you are not able to get online, or if you've been instructed to call, or your symptoms get worse. Call 999 if you have a serious or life-threatening emergency, and tell the advisor if you have symptoms of coronavirus. Treatment. You can usually treat mild coronavirus symptoms at home. If your symptoms are severe, you may need medical care until you recover. Now some self-care advice. If you have mild symptoms of coronavirus, you should stay at home. To help yourself stay well, drink plenty of water to stay hydrated. Drink enough so your pee is pale and clear. Take paracetamol to help ease your symptoms. Stay in touch with family and friends over the phone or on social media to help you avoid feeling low or lonely. Try to keep yourself busy. You could try activities like cooking, reading, listening to audiobooks, online learning, and watching films. Do light exercise if you feel well enough to.
Try not to listen to endless news reports about coronavirus. Remember, do not go to the GP, surgery, pharmacy or hospital. Use NHS online services. Only call 111 if you are not able to get online, you have been instructed to call, or your symptoms worsen. Medical treatment. There is currently no specific treatment for coronavirus. Antibiotics do not help as they do not work against viruses. Treatment aims to relieve the symptoms while your body fights the illness. You'll need to stay in isolation, away from other people until you've recovered. And now some outpatient treatment advice for eye conditions. Many people are feeling more anxious than normal at the moment, especially about attending their outpatient appointments at the hospital. Failing to have treatment for your eye condition could lead to permanent sight loss. Unless the hospital has contacted you to cancel or rearrange your appointment, please attend as planned. You must not attend your appointment if you should be self-isolating because you or somebody close to you has or has had symptoms. Please remember that coronavirus patients are being treated in isolation wards. If you have any concerns, please ring the hospital for advice. Advice for those who are 70 and over, have an underlying health condition, or are pregnant. People who are 70 and over, or those who have an underlying health condition, are likely to be more seriously affected. It is even more important that you protect yourself now by following the advice that we've already talked about. If you need shopping or medication, ask family, friends or neighbours to drop these at the door, or if possible, order online. Use NHS online services or the NHS app to book appointments or repeat prescriptions. Only phone if this is not possible. GP consultations should be done over the phone or online to minimise the risk to you and other patients. GP practices may postpone non-urgent health checks or routine appointments. There is helpful information and advice for pregnant women about coronavirus on the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists website. Support for businesses and workers. The government knows that all these measures have a huge impact on businesses, households, and people across the country, and has taken action to protect lives and incomes. For businesses, more than £330 billion is being made available in loans and guarantees. Another £20 billion is being given to businesses through tax relief and cash grants. HMRC is deferring VAT payments for the next quarter. For workers and families, the Coronavirus Job Retention Scheme means employees can receive 80% of their wages up to a maximum of £2,500 per month. The Coronavirus Self-Employed Income Support Scheme will provide a grant to most self-employed individuals or partnership worth 80% of their profits up to a cap of £2,500 per month. Extra support for the unemployed and those on low incomes through universal credit and tax credits worth up to £1,040. Nearly £1 billion of additional support to renters. Mortgage holidays of 3 months for anyone in difficulty due to coronavirus, including owners of buy-to-let properties. This is just some of the support available for businesses and workers. Further information is available online. And now the government advice to help stop the infection spreading and support each other. Wash your hands with soap and warm water often. Do this for at least 20 seconds. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue or your sleeve, not your hands, when you cough or sneeze. Put used tissues in the bin immediately and wash your hands afterwards. Do not touch your eyes, nose or mouth if your hands are not clean.
clean and disinfect frequently touched surfaces and objects in your home, such as door handles, taps, and telephones. Shop responsibly. Follow advice in stores and only buy what you need for yourself and your family and those you're supporting. Going to work. You may travel for work purposes, but only when you cannot work from home. Going to work. You may travel for work purposes, but only when you cannot work from home. Employers and employees should discuss their working arrangements, and employers should take every possible step to facilitate their employees working from home. Certain jobs require people to travel to their place of work. If you cannot work from home, then you can still travel to work, provided neither you nor any of your household have coronavirus symptoms. This is consistent with the advice from the Chief Medical Officer. Further information on all these areas and more is available online. The government website address is gov.uk/coronavirus. To receive this information in other languages or alternate formats, please visit gov.uk/coronavirus. If you are having difficulties communicating or hearing, you can call 1-800-01-111 on a text phone or access NHS 111 British Sign Language Interpreter Service through www.nhs.uk/111. So to give you that text phone number again, it's 1-800-01-111, and the BSL service is available through the website www.nhs.uk/111. That concludes the government advice. So now here's some more advice from us. Looking after your mental health. And we start with a quote from Prince William, the Duke of Cambridge. The lockdown has been frustrating for many people, and pressure, stress and isolation have been building up. If we are going to move forward with more time spent in lockdown, then there is going to be an ever-increasing need for people to look after their mental health and take it seriously, and also know where to go to get support they may need. Coronavirus has plunged the world into uncertainty, and the constant news about the pandemic can feel relentless. All of this is taking its toll on people's mental health, particularly those already living with conditions like anxiety and OCD. So how can we protect our mental health? Being concerned about the news is understandable, but for many people it can make existing mental health problems worse. The fear of being out of control and unable to tolerate uncertainty are common characteristics of many anxiety disorders. So it's understandable that many individuals with pre-existing anxiety are facing challenges at the moment. We know from national research and from what our clients tell us that being blind or partially sighted has a significant impact on people's ability to live independently. Being told that you are losing your sight can be difficult to come to terms with common effects being depression, reduced well-being, and a process similar to bereavement. Research also shows that older people with sight loss are 3 times more likely to experience depression than people with good vision. A lot of anxiety is rooted in worrying about the unknown and waiting for something to happen. Coronavirus is that on a macro scale. There are some simple steps that you can take to help protect your mental health. Limit the amount of time you spend reading or watching things which aren't making you feel better. Perhaps decide on a specific time to check in with the news. Stay in touch with family and friends over the phone or on social media. Do light exercise at home or outside once a day. Try to keep yourself busy. You could try activities like cooking, reading, listening to audiobooks, online learning and watching films. There is a lot of misinformation swirling around. Stay informed by sticking to trusted sources of information, such as the government and NHS websites. Above all, remember you can ring us at Devon Insight on the helpline 01392 876 666. Well, there you have it. That was the newsletter and the coronavirus special. Thank you for listening in. I hope you've enjoyed that, and we'll speak soon. Bye-bye.